Okay, so tonight what we're going to do is we're going to work on doing a little bit of inner child healing because we all have some issues coming from our past, and maybe we're aware of it, maybe we're not, but where we might have had a childhood trauma or some age, at some age something happened that may be lingering with you. Maybe you're not aware of it. Maybe it'll come to you with this, but we're just going to kind of let it flow, and just I encourage everyone to just let it flow and just see what happens and where we come from. So with that, I'd like to invite everybody to just close your eyes. Just take a beautiful deep breath in and let it out. And take another beautiful deep breath in and let it out. And what I'd like you to do is just picture that there's a pink magnet in your forehead, and that pink magnet is calling all of the energy that you may have scattered out in the world today, all of your energy that may have scattered out with the work or driving somewhere, whatever it is. Just put out the intent that you're just calling all of your energy back to you. And each time you exhale right now, just feel yourself releasing any energy that you may have taken on from somebody else. Any energy that's not yours that may just kind of be lingering around in your body. And again, as you breathe in, just feeling all of your energy coming back to you, literally just kind of picturing it all just coming right back in. And exhaling, just feeling anything released from your body that's unwanted. That's not necessary. That's not for your highest good. And what I'd like you to do is just at the base of your spine, picture a grounding cord going all the way into the center of the earth. And what I'd like you to do is cut that grounding cord right at the base of your spine and feel an even larger grounding cord coming out and going all the way down through the floor, through the ground, throughout, down through the earth's crust. And going all the way into the center of Mother Earth, Gaia. And as you do, just feel that energy coming back up, that grounding cord into your body, in through your root chakra, coming up your spine, just filling your spine up with that beautiful grounding, earth-filled energy, that strength. And then next, what I'd like you to do is picture above your head, about 2 inches above your head, is a spinning disc. And this disc is representing your crown chakra, and it is opening up like 2 French doors to the heavens. And as it does, you see about a foot above your head a beautiful golden ball of light. And this golden ball of light is literally streaming down gossamer strands of energy into these beautiful white and gold gossamer strands of light. Are coming into your body from source energy, from this beautiful source of light, from all that is universal energy. And you feel that beautiful light coming further down into your head. And you feel it coming down the front of your face. And as you do, you feel your eyes relaxing a little bit more. And as you feel that light coming down further into your head, you feel it coming down around the back of your head, just feeling everything relax. And as you're breathing, just feel yourself just again releasing anything from that area as that beautiful light comes and fills it up. And as that light comes down further down into your throat center, you feel the throat muscles relaxing even more, the back of your neck relaxing. I'm picturing this light, this beautiful gossamer strands of light, like a waterfall just going through your body, coming down into your shoulders and down into your arms. And down into your elbows and into your forearms. And you feel that light coming into your hands. And as you feel that light coming into your hands and opening up your palm chakra, I'd like you to just kind of place your hands somewhere where your palms can be faced up. Feeling that light energy just shooting out of your palm, shooting out of your fingertips. And in coming back and feeling that light going further down your body, down into your chest area, and feeling that light coming down into your heart center And as you do, you just feel your heart center opening up a little bit more. And as that light flows down further into your upper back, just feel the muscles in your back relaxing more. And as it comes down into your rib cage, and you feel that light just going in through all your organs, your lungs, your liver, your kidneys. As that light continues down, just opening up your cells and just healing light. It's just the most highest vibrational light going throughout your entire body. And as you're feeling that light coming down even more, down to your lower back, again, you feel the muscles relaxing more and more in your lower back. And as it comes into your stomach, and you feel all of your digestive system just absorbing this light and functioning so beautifully. And as that light comes down further, you feel it coming down into your hips. And that light goes down into your thighs, and as it does, again, you feel your muscles relaxing more and more. And as it comes down into your knees, you feel your joints just kind of release a little bit more. And as it goes down further into your calves, and your muscles just relax. And you feel it coming down into your heel and into the sole of your foot, and then down into the ball of your foot, and just kind of shooting out of your toes. And now as you're filled with this light, just feeling this incredible energy through you, I really want you to feel that energy and that light just pouring in through your crown center. And as it does, feel it now going around your body, forming a beautiful cocoon of light. A huge cocoon of light all around. So not just inside your body, but outside of your body. You see these beautiful gossamer strands of white and golden light all around you, creating this beautiful energy space. And from this energy space, you are connected to your higher self. And as you can just feel that pouring of light coming down into you, that energy coming down from this beautiful golden ball of source energy coming down into you, knowing how connected you are to your higher self. And your higher self has this incredible wisdom. It knows all, and it can help you see what there might be that might be holding you back, or what you get to work on. So what I'd like you to do is, as you're sitting here with your higher self, I want you to think of a time in your childhood where you may have felt somewhat stifled or some kind of resistance or some kind of childhood trauma. And what we want to do is ask our higher self, because there may be a couple of issues, but ask our higher self what year, what period of time did this occur, so we can try and pinpoint it. So ask your higher self what's best for you to work on right now and see, okay, is this a time period that was maybe 1 to 3 years old? And just sit with that and see if you get an answer on that. Or maybe that was something that happened a little bit later, maybe something that was like 3 to 6. Maybe what was going on in your childhood then, see if anything resonates. Or maybe it was somewhere between your 6 and 10 year old. Was it some kind of event there? And what you're searching for is just maybe a period in your life where there was some pain or some energy that may be stuck in your body, that may be holding some resistance that we want to let go. Something, maybe it was something that was like 10 to 13, maybe it was during those puberty years. And just look at your child self and see if your higher self is giving you any information as to what is the best period to work on. And see, maybe it was something that was more in your teenage years, maybe it was something that happened in that 13 to 17 year old. So what I'd like you to do now is, if you can pinpoint that time, pinpoint that event that may have happened in your childhood, I want you to picture it. Really picture it and find out in your body, where do you feel that? Where do you feel maybe a tightness in your body, or maybe you might get a twinge, something that when you think of that occurrence in your childhood or that period of your childhood, where in your body do you feel it? And just kind of get centered with that and let yourself feel it. And then what I'd like you to do is take that light from this beautiful golden ball of light around you, this higher self, and feel yourself breathing that light into that space, into that area of your body. And then as you exhale, feel yourself releasing some of the pain or the tension from that part of your body that might be there. And again, take another beautiful deep breath, absorbing all of this beautiful light that is around you into that part of your body. And as you exhale, just with the intent, I'm releasing any energy that's not for my highest good from that part of my body, any trauma, any resistance. And again, a third time, let's just breathe in that beautiful light to that area of our body, that healing, loving, higher light, full of wisdom and power. And again, as we exhale, just releasing any energy that's not for your highest good from there. So what I'd like you to do now, in this beautiful high vibrational space, is to picture yourself in a meadow, or it could be by a beach. Just picture yourself in a beautiful place and really see, are there flowers around you? Is there water running? If you're on the shoreline, do you see waves crashing? If you're in a meadow, is there a little brook that's going by? And sense, what does the air feel like in this space? What kind of scents are in the air? Is there a little breeze? What does it feel like on your skin? And just really get into the feeling of this beautiful place. This is your safe place, this high vibrational space. And as you're in this space with this beautiful light all around you, I want you to ask that child, that little part of you, you, that little child, to come and meet with you and sit with you here. And ask that child to come closer and closer. And as this part of you comes to you, give this child a huge hug and embrace it. And let it sit with you. And feel your heart center opening up. And feel this beautiful column of light coming from your heart center, going to your child self's heart center. And then picture this love and light coming from that ball of light above your head, coming down into your heart center, filling your heart center up with even more love and joy, and feel that going into the heart center of your child self. And picture and say to that child, as you're sending this beautiful energy to them, let them know how loved they are. Let them know how appreciated they are. Show them how much you love them. Let them know how incredible they are. Show them the amazing path that you are on now. Show them what is in store for their future, how much they have to look forward to. Let them know that whatever may be going on around them at that time is passing, that there is so much love for them, and you have so much love, and just hold them and give them all the love and attention that maybe they weren't receiving at that time. And again, showing them where you are now and what a beautiful place you are in now. And let them know what your future is like. Show them the vision of your future that they have to look forward to even more. Show them the incredible relationships you've attracted into your life. Show them the abundance of love, the abundance of freedom, the abundance of money you see coming into your future self. Show them the incredible career that you've got coming now or coming soon in your future. Show them all these incredible things and how they have created all of this, starting from when they were that child. And then go back and embrace that child and just hold them again, loving them even more and more, giving them that complete self of well-being, keeping them in this beautiful bubble of light that you've created around you. And let them know that all is well. There's nothing for them to fear, that they are a beautiful being of light that's just come onto this earth to create a beautiful, joyous life, and that life starts with them right now. And as you feel that love going into that child, into that beautiful part of you, I now want you to take that child and let them blend in with you. Let their heart center blend into your heart center. And feel the healing that has gone on with that child, with that part of you. And this work is very real. It may feel like you're imagining it, but again, time is so fluid. We can go back and give that child the love, the adoration, the recognition, the healing that it so needed at that time that may not have gotten. And we can change the energy in our bodies. We can change the molecules in our bodies. So that now that experience, whatever it was that that child experienced it from a place of love. It felt love. It felt healing. Your child self felt all of that. You can change the energy of your past and bring it into your present. And so now feel that child self that is blended with you. And the incredible energy that now surrounds you and surrounds them. And just stay with that, just feeling that love, feeling that sense of joy, and feeling that all integrated into your being. We are not our past. We are in the moment. And we can change our past energy to be where we are in this moment and heal and love. So what I'd like you to do is now just come back into that meadow a little bit more and just feel that peace and love that's surrounding you in that place. Feel that sense of wholeness that you've now created, and that healing. And now there's also a new way that you can tell your story, because this healing work has been very real and very strong, and from such a beautiful place that you've given to yourself, because we have the power to do this. So with that feeling, I'd like you to just come back into the room that we're in right now. Just coming back a little bit more, feeling your body on the chair on the floor that you're lying on. Feeling yourself breathing in and releasing that air. Maybe wiggling your fingers and toes, coming back a little bit further, a little bit more centered, feeling your body a little bit more. And taking another beautiful deep breath in and exhaling. And then when you're ready, you can open your eyes.